I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Sabi nila, likas daw sa Pinoy ang magaling kumanta. Sa TV man, radyo o online, maririnig natin ang ganitong style ng pagkanta. Sa Pinas, ang tawag natin dito ay biret. Kahit di natin pangalanan, alam na alam natin ang estilo ng pagkanta na to. Ito ang paborito ng mga nagkakaraoke sa mall at mga sumasali sa singing contest kapag piyesta sa barangay. May ibang local singers na ito ang signature style nila, tulad ni Regine Velasquez, Morissette Amon at Arnel Pineda. Pero bakit nga ba gustong-gusto ng mga Pilipino bumiret? Pakinggan natin sa episode na to. Ako si Macy Oven at ito ang Musikalikot, kung saan natin kinakalkal ang malikot na kasaysayan ng ating musika. Ano nga ba ang biret? Tinanong namin ang Dean ng UP De Leon College of Music na matagal nang nag-aaral tungkol sa musika at kultura ng mga bansa.
I'm Vern De La Peña. I'm a composer and also an ethnomusicologist. Biret. At first, I was wondering, is it a play on beat it, to beat it? And then I found out that there are some Philippine languages like Nueva Ecija, Tagalog, that has the term biret. And it refers to overstretching a flexible object to a point that it almost snaps. So I suppose that refers to the way you stretch your vocal cords to highly exert, no? Highly exerted singing style, normally associated with very high notes, but also with very fast melismatic passages.
Oops! Sandali lang! May tatlong elements ng biret na binanggit si Dean Vern. First, highly exerted. Ibig sabihin, may power, malakas, parang belting kung tawagin. Kinuha namin si Mati Hunyosa, a singer-songwriter from ABS-CBN Star Music and an expert at mixed voice biret, para i-demonstrate ito.
First type of beat it is to beat it with power. So these are songs like Whitney Houston's songs, mga I Have Nothing, mga Greatest Love of All. Because Whitney Houston is a powerhouse singer. So siguro a sample to that would be...
Second sa definition ng beat it ay high notes. Self-explanatory.
If I desire.
Third, melismatic. We also call this runs or kulot.
The love, the love, the feel, the need, the live you.
So combine all those three at kaya mo nang bumiret. Madalas natin itong marinig ngayon, pero nung unang panahon, iba ang tunog ng musikang pinatutugtog sa radyo at plaka.
Iba yung style noon, cool, ng very cool voice, smooth, yun ang uso noong araw.
1950s to 60s, nakilala sina Jomides Maturan, Ruben Tagalog, at iba pang singers na may malalamig na boses. Unti-unti namang sumikat ang mga belters, tulad ni Napilita Corrales at jukebox queen Imelda Papin hanggang sa 70s. Pagpatak ng 80s, na nagpatuloy hanggang 90s, nagsimula nang pumasok sa mainstream culture ang R&B, at ang mga kanta ni na Bonnie Tyler, Mariah Carey, at Celine Dion na makikitaan natin ng tatlong elements ng pagbiret.
One of the earliest songs I would think that Filipino singers really love is Bonnie Tyler. Are you familiar with Bonnie Tyler?
Kung hindi nyo kilala si Bonnie Tyler, malamang alam nyo yung Turn Around.
You cannot have a karaoke gathering without somebody getting up and singing Total Eclipse of the Heart, right?
hindi lang naman Western singers ang sumikat sa karaoke at sa masa. Noong 90s din pumatok ang mga Pilipinong magagaling bumirit. Sino ba namang hindi makakakilala kay Regine Velasquez at syempre ang iconic na bandang Aegis?
Another preference of Filipinos, slow and melancholy rock. Hindi lang melancholy rock yung sa kanila, nasamahan pa nila ng birit style. So, I don't know if contest din yata nagsimula, ano, competitions din.
Parehong nagsimula sa local singing contest si Regine at ang mga bokalista ng Aegis. Kahit ang mga mas bagong biritero at biritera tulad ni na Jed Madela at Morissette. At hindi lang ito isang happy coincidence.
Our music culture gives importance to virtuosity. We appreciate people. We appreciate music that shows highly skilled performance. Maybe you take that for granted, but not all cultures are like that. In some cultures, everybody sings. That's all. It's not a matter of showing people how good you are in singing, right? Sa atin, we look at the singing ability as a rare gift, a talent, right? And so we appreciate it when people exhibit their talent when they perform. And birit is definitely a very good way of exhibiting your virtuosity. In music, we always have this question of depth versus technicality. But how do you exhibit depth, di ba? That's very hard to quantify, particularly in the context of singing competitions or variety shows. So ang mas madaling na-appreciate, ang mas nakaka-capture, no, ng attention ay yung birit, yung power, yung pag-exhibit ng technical ability.
Para kay Mati, bukod sa technicality, nakakatulong din ang pagbirit sa pag-express ng emosyon at creativity ng isang singer.
So I think one of the biggest things that it allows me to do is to play around and to explore with my voice how different I could express what type of intention I want for this song and yung mga iba't ibang bale na pwede kong ipasok with different notes because it allows me to access notes na hindi lahat nagkakaroon.
Talent shows like Eat Bulaga's Birit Baby in 1999, Birit Queen and King in 2004, and recent franchises such as The Voice Philippines helped put the Filipino singing skill to the forefront of mass consciousness. Pero isa lang ito sa bumubuo ng makulay at mayamang musikang Pilipino.
Marami na tayong ibang styles of music na hindi naman gumagamit ng birit. Meron naman tayong isang style na bumubulong, alternative na acoustic. Hindi ibig sabihin na all the time, wala tayong appreciation para sa mga mas quiet songs and sensitive songs. No? Just like other styles of singing, nagbabago yan sa pagdating ng panahon. Dami-daming ibang aspeto ng Philippine music at napakayaman. Hindi lamang yung nasa noontime show at nasa song and dance contests. I'm not saying masama yun, but I'm saying nakakabilib nga dahil kaya natin mag-exhibit ng flair ng ating technical skills. At yun ang binibiliban ng mga ibang kultura na sa tingin nila, Filipino lang ang nakakagawa.
Kaya pala sa kantahan, di pa patalong Pinoy. Birit kung birit. Dahil bilang isang kultura, mahilig tayo sa magaling kumanta. At sa totoo lang, may angking galing din naman tayong maipapakita. Muli, ako si Macy Oven, ang inyong host at producer ng Musikalikot. Don't forget to subscribe to Musikalikot on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Ang Musikalikot ay isang Puma Podcast production. Special thanks to Mark Casilian for the sound design and Carl Javier and Trisha Aquino for editorial support. This episode was edited by Nico Bolante. Hanggang sa susunod na session!
softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.